Joining us now is Bernie Pleskov. As I always say, former Major League scout. He's been with MLB.com. And there, you have so many things going now, and your content is great. We love it, but I don't know where to find you all the time. Where are you now?
Marty, starting tomorrow, you can find me at fanrag.com.
Fanrag.com,
right.
And what is that?
Which is an internet site that is going to really take off. My friend Tony DeMarco writes for them, and Jack Magruder writes for them, and now Bernie Pleskov writes for them in a section called Knuckleball.
Knuckleball, so, all right.
I will be doing scouting reports for them, and the first one will run tomorrow. I'm still at mlblogs.com, and of course your listeners can find me at Bernie Pleskov on Twitter, and I answer all of their questions.
Terrific. Well, great to have you on here, as long as you're not at knuckleheads.
That's, right.
That's the big thing.
I love the upstart, and I think it's going to be really, I think it's going to take off.
All right, good. Before Van Bierkamp, thank you. There's a lineup change. No Buster Posey today, so it's Spann, Pence, Crawford, Belt, Tomlinson, Williamson, Trevor Brown, Grant Green, and Peavy. So it is Buster Posey's 29th birthday, and I think he pulled rank and said, it's my birthday, I ain't playing today.
He's entitled, but how about Mac Williamson? I talked to you, before about him, and
I said,
watch out. And I think he's going to force himself onto this team. I don't know when, but Marty, this guy can hit.
Yeah, at some point in 2016... That's my phrase, you know that. At some point in 2016, I think we'll see him. But, Bernie, you've gotten this. I'm interested in Arizona and the Dodgers this division.
Right.
And I'd love to get your take. Let's start with the Dodgers. What do you see?
I see an aging baseball team with a very weak rotation, Marty, that I'd be concerned about if I were the Dodgers. I think they're trying now to spend less money, if that's at all possible. But look, Greinke's gone, you know, so they're not going to stop, every losing streak like they could in the past when they threw out Kershaw and Greinke 1-2 at you. So Kershaw's still the best in baseball. But look, in that division, you've got Bumgarner, Kershaw, and Greinke, and the top three teams have three of the best pitchers in baseball. I think the Dodgers have problems. They have problems all over the diamond in the outfield. Ethier's hurt. Say what you will about Ethier, he's still a pretty good ball player. That's going to be problematic for him. Who is Puig? We don't know really who this guy is yet. We might find out this year. I think there are some holes to fill there, and I think that the Giants can overtake them this year. You know, it's an even year as far as I can tell, and the Giants are that good. I am not on the bandwagon of the Arizona Diamondbacks for the same reason. I don't think the rotation is deep enough, Marty. I think there are holes to fill, and I think before the season's out, you're going to see Zach Godley in that rotation. Bradley got hit badly when I saw him. I don't think he is a big league pitcher yet. And beyond Greinke and Corbin, and maybe Miller, but they've given up so much talent. And I think it's going to come back to haunt them, Marty. I really do.
Well, playing for this season, which Tony La Russa is doing with Arizona, and I think looking at Drury is a
terrific player.
Very impressive. Brito has been impressive. Goldschmidt. And I just like the way they're playing down here. And again, it's Zach Greinke. And again, pitching, we throw out all the veterans. Who cares? But you got Ruby De La Rosa.
Can you throw strikes?
Well, let's see. So that's the question for Arizona.
Yeah,
can they pitch their way through this thing? Because they're going to score some runs.
Look, I love Socrates Brito. I talked about him a year ago. I'm on his bandwagon. I think the guy is a terrific five-tool ball player. Pollock's hurt. He may not start the season. Even if it's a week, that's a week of games you don't get of him. I think he's probably going to be on the DL. That's 15. I don't know if he's going to start. But anyway, they gave away Inciarte, who is a terrific outfielder. Their pitching to me is thin. I love Brito. I don't like Lamb at third base against left-handed pitching. I think he's a lot like Lonnie Chisenhall, but I do think he's a good ball player. I just think you're gonna have to spell him against left-handed pitching unless that, you know, changes. So their shortstop defense, the second base defense is fine. Goldschmidt and Rizzo are the best in the world. One plays for the Cubs, one plays for the D-backs. So they've got great pieces. It all comes back to pitching, Marty.
Yeah.
Their pen is weak. I'm sorry, I have to say that. And their starting rotation is not deep enough. The Giants are better.
All right, Bernie Pleskoff with us. FanRag.com,
yes.
And that starts tomorrow.
And under the knuckleball section.
Knuckleball section. All right, very good, very good. I love getting your scouting reports. It's like picking up one of those old magazines,
good.
You know, and figuring out as you go into the season. Let's take a little more of your knowledge, and let's look at the Central. And we've got the Reds down here.
Right.
Certainly Pittsburgh and St. Louis in Florida. We've got Milwaukee down here, and then we've got the Cubs here. What do you think of the Cubs?
The three best teams I saw, and I was in Florida, the three best teams I saw so far were the Cubs, the Astros, and the Tigers. And I'll tell you what, the Cubs, they come at you from everywhere, Marty. They come at you from the outfield, the infield. Right-handed hitter, left-handed hitter, it doesn't matter to them. Their pitching is good enough. I think they're going to go out and get themselves another pitcher. They need another guy in the back end of the bullpen. Those two tweaks, and, you know, you got a Kyle Schwarber who's going to play in the outfield one day a week, catch one day a week. Who knows what else he'll do, where else he'll play. This is a terrific ball club. This is a club that was built over time with hitting and now some pitching. You know, had they gotten David Price, I would have said they would have won it all. But
yeah. They
didn't get David Price. And, you know, now they're going to have to do it with the best they can get out of their pitching.
All right. Very good. Bernie Pleskoff with us. Bernie, I said Seattle has impressed me down here. And, of course, I've been saying that since 1988 when Carl Best was their relief pitcher. I said, this is a year for Seattle. It never happened until Griffey and A-Rod and Buehner and all those people were there. But Seattle have any hope here this year?
Yeah, they're a better ball club. I think Jerry DePoto is a good general manager. Incidentally, I'm not going to reveal it, but I saw a flaw yesterday in Felix that I'll tell you about off the air.
Because, Felix Hernandez.
Yeah, okay. I did. And
a
it's
flaw.
It's a big one, Marty. It's one that I think somebody's going to catch up with because I caught it yesterday.
Can you share this with our audience? It's a terrible tease.
Yeah, I really don't like to do that because I could be very wrong and get a lot of people ticked off. But I'll share it with you, and if you want to go ahead and
go
do
ahead.
You know, we'll do that privately, and if you want to tell about it later, you can attribute it to someone else.
All right, very good. All right. But Seattle, what about the Angels?
Not bullish on the Angels.
No.
You know why, Marty? There's no depth there. You know, if anything happens to Pujols or Cole Calhoun or heaven forbid the center fielder, if anything happens to Mike Trout, there's no depth there. And the pitching staff is abysmal, to put it in a word. I don't know what they're going to do.
Okay.
They really have let this thing go. And they're going to have to cobble together a starting rotation. I think C.J. Wilson is done, to tell you the truth. I think Schumacher could step in, but you look at Jared Weaver, his velocity is down, his breaking balls are bad. What are they going to do for a starting rotation? So I'm not big on the Angels, I have to say that. To all you Angels fans out there, maybe there's a better day coming. But I don't think it's this year. You've got to hope that Trout and Pujols and Calhoun can knock in some big runs.
Not good news for our colleague Tom Tolbert, who's an Angels fan.
What can I tell you?
All right.
I always tell you the truth, Marty.
Please do. All right.
And hopefully I'm right.
All right. A lot of people are involved with fantasy drafts this weekend.
Yes, as I am.
Okay. And I got a text this morning from my good friend Ed Kirsch and said, any sleepers down there?
Yes.
Give me a couple of sleepers.
Yes. I don't normally do that. There's a kid named Hernandez who plays for Philadelphia. He's going to play second base or shortstop. The kid is going to steal bases and get some knocks. He's an end-of-the-draft type guy. He's a guy I really like, so I would consider him one of my number one sleepers that people are leaving on the table. Franklin Gutierrez, the old Dodger and Indians guy, can hit the cover off the baseball. He's a platoon hitter. But let me tell you, Marty, I've seen it with my own eyes over and over again. The guy is terrific. And that's all I'm telling you because I've got five more drafts to go. I'm going to Canada at the end of the week to help my friend. He asked me to come and sit with him for three or four or five drafts in Canada. He's paying me to go there, my way to get there. And I'm going to sit there and be his
consigliere.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to be.
Right. You and Tom Egan.
Yeah, I'm going to be one of those.
Very good. Hey, Bernie, a pleasure to have you on, as
my
always.
My pleasure, Martin.
And we will absolutely catch up with you during the year.
Okay.
You always give us good information. You always give us good information. All right, more coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.